This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and take advantage of all the stuff that we have there to offer. All right. Joining us right now, we have none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
Okay, how's about if we talk about this little story that's headlining the Newsmax website right now that says an impeachment inquiry is going to zero in on President Trump's abuse of power. It's a CNN story that Newsmax has as their headline story this hour. What am I missing here?
Well, what they're trying to do is package it such that Trump, in the phone call that he had with Ukraine, inviting them to assist with the Hillary Ukraine DNC connection, is an abuse of power.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing with China, which is it's just false. Because we have mutual agreements with almost every country out there when it comes to joint corruption, criminal cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I think CNN forgets the fact that we work with many countries and we have these agreements with many countries, least of which if they have an issue, the one thing that CNN is not talking about is Interpol.
Mm.
And that, yeah, cases are investigated, they're created, and then they're investigated and referred over to Interpol.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Interpol issues what is known as a red notice,
mm-hmm.
other countries are supposed to help each other solve mm-hmm. those cases. And go find the criminals.
Okay. All right,
it's nuts.
We got two callers here. Let me go to one by one here and see what we got going. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Ron Edwards. I'm calling from Cornwall, England.
Well, you're an hour early.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Go back to bed and call me in an hour. That's Ron Edwards, and he's going to be talking to me in a minute. Okay, caller number two. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Picasso. Maybe Ron's going to vote on Brexit and get it through for us.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask Denise if she thought I was had some questions for her about the oil fields. But, I wanted to know, whether Pierre was speaking French on his Twitter account or not.
Oh, well, okay.
It's not really an issue, but it was kind of funny. The oil field that what they're talking about is, what is it, Suaweda? Oil field, and there's another one that's south.
It's more than an oil field. There's an oil facility there, too.
Yeah, but the pipeline runs down to the center of the country towards the coast.
Right.
Is that what they're going to try to protect?
I believe so. Let's try to get the answer here. Okay, thank you, Picasso. Okay, Denise.
I mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
I end up, I think that gut sense was essentially right, and that is that the Kurds in the United States, in this particular region, are protecting those oil fields because we do not want Iran coming in taking control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one interesting thing that a lot of people missed, and I did mention it, is the day of the Turkish incursion into this, whatever they call safe zone or buffer zone, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
Iran was there doing what they call, air quotes, military training. Well, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that Iran is very interested in seizing control of the oil fields. So
sure. Mm-hmm.
The ultimate objective, I think, where Lindsey Graham was somewhat changing his mind and going with Trump on what is happening in Syria, is the fact that we will continue to keep Iran at bay and Islamic State at bay, and we will protect and help the Kurds protect those oil fields so they have exclusive control, because it's in their land,
right?
And keep it away from Iran and Turkey.
All right. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, when he mentioned it was Pierre, a.k.a. Mitt Romney, Senator Pierre Delecteau, was he speaking in French or not? I don't know. Do you?
He was English.
Okay. And he had, what did you tell me, 8 followers?
Yeah.
But he was following 700 people or something like that?
Yeah, and, he was really watching, and it's probably a staffer, he told a staffer to do it, but he was really watching, kind of like, you can't trust the media, so let's put some things out there and see what the responses are, from a constituent point of view. You call it kind of stupid, and it might have been childish, but I don't have it. It's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned.
All right, hold that thought, and it is rather funny. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about this rift that's going on between Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton and where Donald Trump fits into all this, and oh, man, it's getting down and nasty. But there's some things at play here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And don't forget, you can trot over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And while you're over there, you can take a look at the USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on it, and I shall be right back. With all that great stuff. Now, let's get on over here and let you know that we're going on here. Okay, and good morning, Denise Simon. Oop. Okay, let's see. Denise Simon just, okay, you'll have to call me back here because she was on the phone and now she's not there. Huh. Oh, well. All right, well, she'll come right back here. So we'll get her back here in a minute. And let me play 30 seconds of an audio clip here talking about the subject that we're going to get into here right now, Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary, and all that.
Former Secretary of State just sort of put it out there, and then her spokesperson sort of doubled down on it. But as I think it was Pete Buttigieg also on the Sunday shows that said he was uncomfortable with what Secretary Clinton did, and that if you do put something out there like this, you should have the evidence to back it up. It clearly allows, as you're saying, Jim Gabbard, to sort of try and elevate herself and be like, oh, I've got a big dog fighting with me right now, and she could get some attention that she otherwise might not have gotten.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And, it are what it are, and it's all what it are. But anyway, you know, I don't know what it is about Hillary Clinton and why she can't seem to get things moving along here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But unfortunately, she's just not going to get with the program. And the stuff that's out there about her and what it is going on is just unbelievable. And now I'm going to find something else I got here because I have another audio on her right here. Let me see here.
All right. Let's get this one out here. This is Amy Klobuchar. Okay. All right. Apparently, it's Denise lost her telephone. It looks like you're communicating back and forth on an instant messenger here. And Denise lost her phone up there. So she's cut out on me. So that's that. But anyway, let's go over here to Amy Klobuchar. And she's talking about her constitutional duty that she has to participate in this this impeachment foray, because she believes it's going to come up to a vote in the Senate. Now, let's listen to what she's saying and see if we can fathom the reason here.
Senate Majority Leader McConnell says that the Senate trial, impeachment trial, might be in December. That's right when Iowans will be doing the important job of trying to choose the Democratic presidential nominee. Is it more important for you to be listening to the evidence on the Senate floor as a juror in Washington, D.C., or in Iowa running for president?
Well, that's called an easy question, Jake, because I have a constitutional duty to take part in that trial. That's what you do when you're a U.S. senator and such an important case comes before you. I think it's going to change things. We will be there in Washington if that is the schedule. We really don't have a choice. I'm pleased to have more endorsements of elected and former electeds in the state of Iowa than any other candidate on that stage. So I'll have plenty of people that will be able to fill in for me, including my husband, at events all over the state. That's just what's going to have to happen, because this is a very serious thing. It was James Madison who said at the Constitutional Convention that the reason we have these impeachment provisions is that he feared that a president would betray the trust of the American people for a foreign power. And that's exactly what happened here, and that's why the House is moving forward with these proceedings.
You call it an easy question, but I have to say, like, it could mean that whatever momentum you are able to achieve by December disappears while all the candidates who are not senators or who don't hold the same view as you do about the importance of the impeachment trial run around the state of Iowa and get support. So, I mean, you're willing to commit, you're going to be in Washington no matter what, even if it costs you your presidential ambitions in 2020.
Listen, I have a constitutional duty, but I can do two things at once. There's many ways to reach out to people, and I'm the one that's been here in Iowa, and before that, New Hampshire, did 10 counties the minute I got off that debate stage in 2 days, and now are doing 12 going all over this state. And we've had incredible, incredible momentum with big crowds, people showing up at tiny towns. In Guthrie County last night, Jake, we had the biggest crowd ever.
Alrighty, now we're going to go back to Denise Simon. Hello there.
Jeez.
All right.
Every time I was calling back in, I was getting a busy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on my end because I called my line, so I knew the problem was up there. But anyway, you're back, and that's great. Let's go back to the Tulsi Gabbard-Hillary Clinton thing. I did play the 30 seconds of the clip there to set it up what we were going to be talking about, and we will run long. We'll go into the next segment here so that we can make up what we have to make up here. But how did this all get started?
Well, we actually don't know where this necessarily comes from, except that I believe that Hillary was very angry at Jill Stein and Tulsi Gabbard because of their not hanging with the normal ethos or doctrine of the DNC and Hillary. You know, Hillary considers herself the DNC. Now, remember, Tulsi was actually held a position not only as congresswoman, but also on the DNC, and she resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary was pretty angry that Tulsi did not throw in with Hillary. She actually threw in and gave her support to Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Now, here's a fascinating thing, though. We tend to forget this, is that Hillary sent a letter over to this State Department in August of 2018, so, you know, about 14 months ago, to remove her security clearance. The big question is, why did she have it at all once she left the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So she no longer has security clearance, but it stands to reason that Hillary still has operatives working on her behalf, like those of Sidney Blumenthal.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that he and she concocted this story in order to keep the Russia intrusion story alive.
Which isn't true.
Well, no, that's not really right. I mean, Russia is still very much involved in interference.
But not the way she's saying it. It's not Donald Trump doing it.
Well, no. I mean, mm-hmm. and even Trump essentially gave some support to Tulsi Gabbard, saying this accusation is ridiculous. Now, if it was that serious, and if Hillary really thought that,
mm-hmm.
And thinks that about Jill Stein and Tulsi Gabbard, then mm-hmm. she ought to be filing an official complaint with somebody. And, you know, it has to be, which would then be investigated. Because in this case, what she's really saying is that Tulsi Gabbard ought to be stripped of her own security clearance.
Yeah, and she's a military officer. She's a major in the Army Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this is where the rubber meets the road, because if Hillary is wrong, and I believe she is, and it can be proven she's wrong, and she's accused a military officer of doing something that's not true, then she could be in bigger trouble this way than as if she had actually done something the way everybody's been trying to lock her up for other things.
Well, she's never going to get locked up. But
no, but she could certainly get charged with something and pay a big fine.
Well, it's defamation. If for nothing else, it's professional defamation against those two women. Now, I don't have any use for the two women, but this thing is, like, way out in left field.
Yeah, and you sit here and you wonder why. And, of course, the president had a comment yesterday. He said these people are sick, meaning Hillary, with her comments about, she's accusing someone of being a Russian agent, Trump said of Clinton. These people are sick. There's something wrong with them. Well, in the case of Hillary, we know that she's had health problems. So what would her excuse be?
Well, but the other it goes beyond that, because she's got mm-hmm. staff people and people that are still in her camp, like, you know, Fallon and Buck and several others that are saying the same thing, that Hillary is right about all this.
Mm. All right, well, hold that thought, and we'll come back and we'll finish up what we were going to finish up here. So I'll be right back, folks, with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and top of the hour. After the top of the hour, we'll have Ron Edwards calling us from England. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski coming up next.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's
News Insight Passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling. This is a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. It's a lot of money I would have given away. Like I give away my salary. I give away my salary.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city.
I talked to the National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now doing the assessment to see if it was an EF1 or 2.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Max TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends from the National Aviation Academy. Now, you know, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases won't pay you quite as much as it will as if you went to college. However, sometimes having a trade is a good thing, but how would you like to start out in style at $50,000 or $60,000 a year or more as a certified aviation maintenance tech? Now, all you got to do is check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. That's naa.edu or 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, there was a report that the president had quietly reduced military forces by some 2,000 in Afghanistan, but apparently that happened a little while ago.
Well, you know, I think that he has asked the Department of Defense to tighten up some assignments, the deployments that were there. So in the last year to 18 months, 2,000 deployments have been transferred out. That still leaves 12,000 that are there. The ultimate goal is to go to 8,600, but we still have 12,000 that are there. So I think what they necessarily looked at was specific roles of the you know, 16,000, 18,000 and decided that, you know, 2,000 of them could be removed. So it's been quite some time. It's not something that happened just like yesterday or this week.
Now, Andy Biggs, who's a Republican congressman from Arizona, and I just checked it here, he sits on the same committee, the Intel Committee, as Adam Schiff. He's come out and called Adam Schiff a liar about the stuff that he's trying to sell when it comes to the unnamed collaborator here in this case that we've got against the president.
Well, Andy Biggs so far is right. You know, Schiff has been saying he has evidence of collusion when it came to Trump and Russia.
Been saying it for 3 years.
Yeah, and that, you know, he never produced any evidence. And then he lied about not meeting with air quote, whistleblower, but he did. So he is a liar, which is the reason that he initiated the censor vote. Censure vote
right.
In the House yesterday, where the majority voted to not censure Adam Schiff. Now, that into itself should tell you that the Democrats are okay with having a manipulator and a lying chairman of the Intelligence Committee. So, if for nothing else, I would not only just attempt to, you know, the censure was never going to happen anyway because of the Democrat majority. It was a gesture.
Mm-hmm.
But the next step is that I would encourage that his security clearance be stripped.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, last night, as we reported earlier, they tried to censure him, and the vote was 215 to 185, 30 more votes by the Democrats. They have the majority, obviously, and that's pretty much the end of that, right?
Pretty much.
But they did send a message. Republicans did send a message.
That's all they can do.
Oh, and then finally, let's throw this in the mix and get this out there. CNN's Jeff Toobin, who is the legal analyst, he used to be on ABC. Did you hear what he did?
I did not, but he's worthless.
He apologized for the coverage he had to give on Hillary's emails.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about her emails and her email servers and all of that, and he actually mentioned it on the air, and then he apologized for doing it. Shame on him.
Oh, my God. And by the way, one last little thing. I just saw this pop up here. The U.S. is going to require DNA samples again. They did it once before from the asylum seekers so we can prove they're who they say they are.
Well, and they're going to prove, what they're really proving is that they're not family units. That the, you know, a number of the children that they are dragging across the border when they say that they are their children are not at all.
That's right.
And so the United States was doing DNA testing, and then it was challenged. And they lost the challenge legally in court, so now they're doing it again, and rightly so.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to let you go because I got to get ready for our next person, and thanks very much for hanging in there.
Yep. Thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and again, she had her Skype go down on her, and that was the end of that. She was talking to me on Skype, and then she called me back on her cell phone, which worked out just as good. Now, keep in mind, censure is when, and thanks for the question, David, our Uber driver. Censure is when you will not be allowed to come to the podium to speak or say anything or have any opinion at all anymore in the Congress during the official business. You can vote. That's it, but you can have no discussion in any of the discussions on the floor or in a committee. You are absolutely a person without a microphone. You no longer have a voice. It's just you and your vote. That's what censure is when they do that in the Congress of the United States, just so you know. And thanks for the question, David. Now, we have another question here from... Scott, and the question is, did you hear about the FBI and the Dominican Republic? Yeah, I'm looking at, as it turns out here, Scott, I'm looking at the story right here in front of me. The FBI has ruled out tainted drinks in two of the Dominican deaths. So, again, the mysterious deaths in the Dominican Republic at that hotel, we still don't have a cause of death, but drinks are not the problem. So, I don't know what the problem is going to be. And, I'm getting a comment here from, the real collusion and the lessons of the Mueller. Oh, I see what this is. It's the Mueller investigation and the collusion that was there. More comments about Hillary Clinton. By the way, William Barr is right. The secularists seem to be imposing their own religion out there. And there's an article that I'm going to be reading called They Aren't Whistleblowers, They're Double Agents, when it comes to people that are blowing the whistle supposedly on folks. And by the way, Adam Schiff, let's cut right to the chase here. Adam Schiff has a reputation, and it's not a good one either. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I think it's Dan the Man.
Yeah, Dan the Man.
You got about a minute and a half, so make it quick.
Okay, I think all those 48 vulnerable Democrats that were elected last year, I think voting for against censure is the same as voting for impeachment. I think this is strike one, you're out. Strike two, you're definitely out.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a mistake going about it, but it shows you the power of Pelosi, though.
Yeah, so she gathered the troops.
I always said she's a prime minister more than a speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And this one she showed, because not one of them deviated from it. I'm sure there's some that wanted to. I know especially the 30 that are very, very vulnerable, they don't even want to be associated with Adam Schiff. And they're going to have to carry him on their back as much as Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dumb of them to vote against censure of him. And I just feel right now, more and more it's the House is tilting more and more towards the Republican, at least a year out from now. I don't know what it's going to be a year from now, but right now, if you're a decent opponent of theirs, you could put this around their neck where they can't get rid of it.
Well, Dan, I've been going to all these little mini rallies we've been having around where normally you have 100 or 150 people, and we've been having 300, 350, 250, that sort of thing. The crowds are bigger than what they've normally been. We've got Democrats that are there saying, I've had it with the Democratic Party. I can't stand what they're doing anymore. So it is what it is. And I got to run because here comes the music, but call earlier next time.
Okay, can't sleep tonight, but I'll call you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. All right, that's Dan the Man, everybody, in Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him. You know, that's right, he may be on vacation. I'm not sure what's going on there. But anyway, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Kelton, Georgia way. We thank her very much for chiming in and doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, don't forget, if you're suffering with any kind of pain, and I've been taking Relief Factor now myself for just about 3.5 years, if you've got arthritis, which is what I have because of all the breaks that I had, whatnot, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, whatever, muscle aches too, Relief Factor and that 3-week quick start can give you help right away, get you started, and it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Take it exactly the way it says to take it, 3 times a day, with breakfast, with lunch, with dinner. And you'll know probably about 2 weeks out what it's going to do for you. And I'm telling you, it worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. About 80% of the people that sign up for it stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain. All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And good morning, sir.
How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, first of all, Canada nobody was really sure what was going to happen in Canada this time because Mr. Trudeau apparently had made some comments and done some things that had led people to think that maybe he was beatable. But the breaking news last night was that Trudeau's Liberals were projected to hold the government, not by much, but they're holding the government, and they're back for another go at it.
Well, listen. Trudeau got himself in a bit of trouble. It's more of a hypocrisy than anything else in regards to his whole blackface scandal that he got in. And I guess Obama came riding in to help him out at the last minute there as well. Like I said, I try not to involve myself in other countries' politics or even areas where I don't live, even here in the United States. Again, him losing his majority, we're going to see that, how that's going to affect them moving forward.
Yep, and all I can say is, you know, Canada, we always got room for you down here, so head south if you got any doubts. Besides that, it's warmer down here. Now,
well, they do, that's for sure, down in Florida, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, they're down here all winter, most of the winter, all winter long, and it's pretty good. You know, I got a lot of neighbors that come down here where I live just for the winter. And they're down here for 3 or 4 or 5 months, and then they go right back up there. Now, there was a study, baby powder, of all things, baby powder being contaminated with some sort of asbestos material, and the study links the asbestos and the talcum powder to a deadly cancer out there. My God, I don't know who this is with the baby powder, but somebody is about to get sued big time, aren't they?
Well, this was with Johnson & Johnson. This was from a while ago. And,
wow.
I think a lot of studies came out. I think it's, from what I've read on so far, I mean, in regards to this, I think it's getting a little bit blown out of proportion to some degree. We shall see. This was from a long time ago. I think the biggest damage you're going to have is obviously reputational because, again, that's the biggest issue with a company like Johnson & Johnson is their reputation.
Mm. Now, we all know GDP in the business world means gross, what? GDP, when they talk about your GDP.
What do you mean, gross domestic product?
That's right, gross domestic product. Now, a reason I stopped like that is because I was going to include in it, Andrew Yang says now the term GDP is an outdated metric, and he wants to change that that vernacular to something totally different. So no more gross domestic product. It's going to be either like a profit and loss statement is what he's talking about with a business versus the government lingo.
I haven't seen his numbers. I mean, listen, I think that, you know, when you look at gross domestic product, I think some of the numbers need to change drastically. It doesn't take into account a lot of the technological innovation that we've seen over the past several decades and how far we have grown. And I think it should be much, much higher than it actually is, or as it has been, based upon its calculations. But I'm not familiar with what Andrew Yang wants to do.
Well, he's trying to make everything simple because he's the guy, remember, wants to give everybody $1,000 per month.
The handouts, thinking that it's going to, you know, save everybody from all of this technological innovation. I don't know about you, Matt, but this is the same. I remember back in the 1980s, they're running, stories on the news talking about how robots were going to force everyone out of work and all the automakers.
That's right.
That didn't happen.
Right.
You know, they're always coming up with something that's going to take your job, but you know what? There's always jobs there. So, again, I think a lot of it's just scare tactics.
Now, Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller, have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He's predicted that President Donald Trump's bullish effect on financial markets will keep any recession at bay for many years. And he's saying outright that President Trump is stopping a big recession from happening.
I saw that yesterday. Shiller's actually famous for a lot of his work with real estate. This is going back prior to the Great Recession. As well as other economists out there that feel that there's going to be a recession next year. I try to tell people, you know, stop looking for one. There's no really need to. If a recession comes, more often than not, it can be beneficial for a lot of companies because it forces them to be more efficient and take a look at what's not working and what is working. So, again, you know, this whole in search of recession thing sometimes
seems to me a bit of a waste of time.
Now, there's a normal yield curve that doesn't mean all is normal. When you see that yield curve, according to El Arion, you might not be looking at something that's what it appears to be. What's that all about? Do you know what they're talking about there?
I have to read what El Arion said. I mean, talking about the yield curve is based upon you have short-term rates versus long-term rates.
Right.
And obviously long-term rates are obviously supposed to be higher than short-term rates. And there's always fears that there's an inverted yield curve type of a situation. That's, you know, a harbinger of a recession coming. Overall, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to yields right now, and I talk about this a lot, globally, I think they're just way too low. It's important to price money properly. And when you have over $15 trillion in government bonds that are yielding negative rates, that frightens me.
And Russia, their people are saying they don't care what happens to the world economy because they have hoarded a bunch of gold, which is protecting their economy.
I don't know how gold protects any economy.
That's Russia.
Listen, yeah, they're a very small economy as it is. What protects Russia is the fact that they, well, they're an energy nation. It is what it is. That's how they make their money.
By the way, companies right now are being rather slow to unveil their climate change costs. I wonder why that is. Moody's is reporting that.
Again, it's cause and effect. I guess, you know, the idea out there that people are going to spend this money and eliminate climate change, maybe some of these countries are starting to take a look at what they're spending. They don't want their citizens to realize what they're spending and how it's a complete exercise in futility.
Now, you and your brothers, I would call some of the trusted people in the business for what you've done, for the number of years you've done it. You've helped a lot of people, and I would recommend anybody that's talking about their financial plans or what they want to do or investments or anything like that, get a hold of you guys. But I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of financial professionals out there that are exploiting the elderly. They call themselves professional, but they're not.
Oh, Matt, this has been going on forever, and something I talk about on a regular basis on my show. I've written about for years, and it, you know, a lot of these big-time financial crooks, they set up shop in areas where they know that there's a lot of retirees, and they have many different ways where they use their wares to try to trick senior citizens into doing things that they shouldn't do. Again, all it takes is a phone call. If you have any question at all in regards to whether or not somebody's on the up and up, or if it's in, you know, you're the slightest bit concerned about what you're doing, we give us a call because we'll let you know whether or not it's real or it's not.
Yeah, and I had somebody in my neighborhood yesterday, two somebodies in a couple streets over from me, that said that they had a phone call, or I'm sorry, they had someone knock on their door, supposedly from Social Security, to discuss their benefits, and they didn't let them in. And I said, damn right you don't let them in. I said, that's never going to happen.
No, it's never going to
never
happen. Never do that. You know, you got to be really, really careful. And there's not enough cops on the street when it comes to these financial scams. And that's unfortunate.
All righty. Well, Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you very soon, tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming up, Ron Edwards from England. And after him, bottom of the hour, our Rules for Deplorables author, Kathy Chamberlain, will be in the house. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.